My radio station. Your radio station. Our radio station. The voice of the Cape.
This is Inside Sport.
Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the news.
It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala.
Inside the updates.
Zeya Kolisi, it's South Africa, a Rugby World Cup Kings in Japan.
Inside Sport.
Just gone 8 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum and a very good evening to you. Listening to Inside Sport, exclusive to the Voice of the Cape, where we cover all the latest sporting news and we chat to the past and present sports stars as well. I've got a true legend in studio tonight, so it's exciting. I'm your host, Feroz Sheikh, and my tech tonight is Nazim Peterson. We're talking rugby tonight, and my guest is the former Western Province and SARU scrum half, Kasim Jabbar. Before I chat to him, let's catch up with the latest news coming through from today. There's four games in England today. West Ham, good win for them, beating Tottenham 2-1 to move into the top four. Leicester beat Aston Villa 2-1. Arsenal currently in action, playing Manchester City, 75 minutes gone into that game. City leading their 1-0. There's one late game as well. United take on Newcastle. That match kicking off at 9 o'clock. Cape Town City and Stellenbosch were in action in the DStv Premiership today. City and Swallows drew 1-1 at the Cape Town Stadium, while Stellenbosch lost 1-0 to Shakuma at the Peter Mokaba Stadium. And Novak Djokovic, well, he claimed his 9th Australian Open and the 18th Grand Slam title today after beating Daniel Medvedev there in straight sets 7-5, 6-2 and 6-2. Two matches in the CSA T20 Challenge today. The Cobras, second loss there for them. They went down to the Titans, beating them there by 16 runs. That was the first game of the day, chasing 149 to win. The Cobras were bowled out for 132, and the Dolphins beat the Warriors by 3 runs on the Duckworth-Lewis method in the second game to make it 3 wins from 3 matches. Time now to say assalamu alaikum to the man regarded as one of the best scrum halves in the SARU era, Kasim Jabbar. Thanks for joining me on Voice of the Cape tonight.
Assalamu alaikum to all the listeners and assalamu alaikum to you.
Now you can also join the conversation there. 021-442-3530 is the number to call, or WhatsApp 0829-913-913 for any comments or any questions to Kasim. So let's start off with your early days now. Where did you grow up, and was rugby always your sport of choice?
I started playing rugby when I went to primary school at Rahmania Institute in District 6. If I have to tell you about District 6, it will take the whole evening. But I can give you a hint of what it was like to be growing up in a place called District 6. The people were so close to one another. They were so loving to one another. They couldn't see anybody suffer of anything, and they will go there and go help. That is just what I am bringing over to you now. But I went to Rahmania Primary School. That was a rugby school, and it was a Muslim primary school as well. And my father, who was also a provincial rugby player, he played Frontrinker for Western Province and for the same team that I played for, Caledonian Roses. I left Rahmania and I went to George Golding School, and that's where I started really taking my rugby serious. And I went to Silver Trees Youth Club, and I went to go play my youth rugby at Silver Trees. There we played under the weight of 32 kilograms and 35 kilograms and like that. And you have to weigh yourself every time you go onto the field. And I started off as a hooker, for your information.
I was just about to ask that now, but yeah.
I started off as a hooker. And there was an old man who was our coach, Opa Diedricks. He was in charge of rugby at Silver Trees. And Opa Diedricks told me, there is the klein om rugby te speel as a scrum half. Dit te groot. Jy moet speel hoeke. You must feel scrum off.
Yeah.
So I started playing scrum off from that moment on.
Yeah.
When he said I was too small to play hooker. And then I went to go play scrum off, and from that moment I just grew.
And the rest is history, as they say. Now, I believe that you played for Caledonian Roses, and was that the only club you played for?
That was the only club in my whole career that I played for.
Where was that club based? And share some of the memories with as they call it, Kelly's, which was known?
Yes, Kelly's, yes. Kelly's was born and bred in District 6. Now, I'll give you a little bit of that history of the rugby of District 6 as well. District 6 had 18 teams.
Wow.
In that small area that you see now.
18 teams in that area.
18 clubs. Wow. 18 clubs. Mm. And each team had two, each club had two teams. Mm. So that's how everybody played rugby in District 6. The one corner to the other corner to the other corner to the other corner. And so forth. I can give you names of all those clubs. Some of them don't exist anymore.
Well, if you can remember some of those names, please share with
Orange
us.
Orange Blossoms is one.
Mm.
They were in Mackenzie Street. And then there were Stallions, another one. They were in Chapel Street. There was Silver Tree, who was up at where the Silver Trees is. There was Rangers. There was Kelly's. There was Rosendale's. There was... Stars was in the Boer Cup, Leavendales was in the Boer Cup, Tricolours was in the Boer Cup, and Young Ideas was in the Boer Cup. And what other teams were there? Rosslyn's team, that was the oldest team, Amedia's, another old team. Amedia's would be 130 years old now. Mm. If they take into consideration the past. And there's so many other teams also. I just can't get to all those names
here. Sure.
But 18 teams in that small area.
Unbelievable.
And we all had players every Saturday to play, or Sundays, that we changed. A few years later, we changed to play on Sundays.
Mm. Now I had Hardy Dolly here as my guest in November, and he mentioned that he played for Young Stars, and there was a huge rivalry between Caledonian Roses and Young Stars, and he spoke about the rags, where all four teams played with huge crowds coming in to watch. What is your memory in terms of those rivalries? With Young Stars and maybe other teams as well, share with us, please.
Young Stars, first of all, was the biggest rivalry that we ever had. We used to say to Young Stars, sorry Young Stars supporters, but we used to say to them, Oswe net die jersey op die fellas hele bang vir ons. And that's what happened. That's what happened. Young Stars could never beat us. They won the trophy for I think 7 years or 5 years, whatever it was. And those 5 years they couldn't beat us. They lost to us only. That's why we were motivated to beat Young Stars, because of the rag. The rag is something we played for charity. We had it, first we had it on the 5th or the 4th of September every year. And then we changed it to the 10th of October later on. But we ran the games as a charity. And we, even the players had to play that day. And it was for the food at Somerset Hospital first. And then it went to Grootskie Hospital. If you go to Grootskie Hospital at the old section of Grootskie, you'll see there's a board on the walls with our names on there every year that we contributed to that.
Wow, fantastic. Where were those games played, though, in District 6 or around? Would it have been
at
around
Greenpoint
the...
Track.
At?
At Greenpoint Track.
Okay. And the crowd...
All our games was played at Greenpoint Track.
Yeah.
Most of the games. Our second teams used to play on the outlying areas because we could only play six teams on the A field and six teams on the B field.
Right.
And then there was 18 teams, first teams.
Yes.
Right? And those other teams had to go play on the common, and we played at Feyerkraal, which is in Athlone. That's the only place that was far out.
Yeah.
And when we had to go to Feyerkraal on a Saturday, we went with a lorry, not a bus, like the comfort that the guys have today.
Yes.
We went with a lorry, and we all had to sit on the floor in the lorry so that we can get to the field because there was 30 guys that had to get onto that lorry.
I can imagine. Wow. So what were your strengths as a scrum half?
My strength. Let me tell you something first, before I go to myself. I was very fortunate. I was very fortunate to have been in the era that I have been in. And secondly, there were such great players. I can give you lots of names of those guys that played that could have been in my place at the time. But I was chosen because they liked certain things in me.
Okay.
And I was very fortunate. And when I got the opportunity, I took it with both hands and I never got out of the team again.
Let's talk about those players that you mentioned. Tell us about some of those great players clubs that played.
There's a player, he still played a very long time after me, Rashad Arendse. He used to be my understudy. He used to play when if I can't play. Or he used to push me so that I play better. And he had to go play center so that he can play in the first team, in the province team. He had to go play center so that he can be part of it. And that's just one of them.
So he had to change his position so he could just play.
Yes. And wow. And that's not him only. There was Kachi Adams, whom I took out of the team when I played, and not because of Kachi, but because of injuries in the team, and I had to go play scrum off. This is in the final. And I played a tremendous game on that day. And from there on, I never got out of the team again.
I just got a message coming through on WhatsApp. I just want to read it. The first part is in Afrikaans. Answers the stars, but so lekker plezier kan maken. Those were the days which rag was played. My grandpa was the captain of young stars, Abdurrahman Isaacs, a.k.a. Soldachi.
Yes.
Mr. Dolly was the player of those years. Fantastic. So when did you make your day? Can you remember making your debut for Western Province and against who that was?
1969. My first game I played before that. But my first game in a real provincial, as a provincial player, was in 1969 in the Rhodes tournament. We had a Rhodes tournament when I started. And this Rhodes tournament came from the 1800s already. And we played against all the other provinces on a 10-day basis. That used to take place in the middle of the year when schools are having their holidays. And I played in that tournament in 1969. And I made my debut in the tournament against Natal the Wednesday evening. I made my debut.
Now, you guys obviously dominated. The Rhodes tournament you're talking about, you won it 69-70. Then you won the SA Cup 71, 72, 73, and 74. So your province team was actually almost unbeatable, if I could say that.
Yes. We had a great team. If I can give you the names of those guys that played in that era that I'm referring to.
Please do. Please share with us.
I don't know if you know the people.
No, I wouldn't know, but our listeners would definitely know some of them. Let's hear those
people. Kasim Diedrichs as a hooker. Napoleon as a front row forward. UC Lowe as the other front row forward. The lock forwards, Tuts. UC Tuts and Sally Friedrichs. The flank forwards, sometimes Sally Friedrichs played on the flank, and Dula Abrams came onto the lock, and Vincy Peterson is the number 8, and we had Thunder Gemildin also. That was just front row forwards. Then I've got myself, and I've got Kadus Pretorius playing fly off, and I had Vicky Peterson, and I had that's a center, and I had Danny Adams, and we had Kasim Mustafa Kasim on the wing. We had Hamlet Karelse, Ibrahim Karelse. It's one of the guys that I will give you still. And we had Hamad Kakfut on the fullback, and we had Fuad Sassman, also another fullback, and that was basically our team. And there was great fear in the country for that team, because each and every guy, we did not need a captain in that era, because everybody knew what they had to do on that field. And if we just call a code, then everybody knows this is what we are going to do today, and this is what we're going to do this moment. This is how we played the game.
Wow, fantastic. You got another message coming here. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. I have vague memories of Greenpoint Stadium. I was 2 years old at the time. My mum and dad always used to take me and my sister to Cali rugby matches. To the gentleman in the studio, my late dad was Abu Bakar Japi. Yeah, you remember him.
Yes, very much.
Fantastic. Now, these tournaments, was it just when you guys played these tournaments, it was just a once-off tournaments you played during a period?
We played every second year, every odd year. We played in the tournament until 1969. That was our last tournament. In 1971, we started off also as a tournament, the SA Cup. Because we changed now from the Rhodes Cup because of the politics attached to the Rhodes Cup. And we moved over to the SA Cup, which was the Atkinson's Trophy, donated by Atkinson's Motors through Noah Samuels. He's also passed on. And then... we started the SA Cup as a tournament, and 1972 we started off with playing one another away and home.
Home and away. Fantastic. Mr. Jabbar, we're just going to take a quick ad break and we'll continue after this.
This is Inside Sports.
Hashim Amla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good ball. It's Shabalala.
Inside the updates.
Zia Khaleesi in South Africa are Rugby World Cup kings in Japan.
Inside Sports.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Inside Sport. Just gone 22 minutes past 8. We're chatting to the former Western Province Saru scrum half, Kasim Jabbar. Just interesting, I want to share with you as well. We're just chatting off air. Kasim was just sharing the rivalries between Kallies and Young Stars, and saying to me when they played the rag games, they'd walk up Whale Street and the whole of District 6 would be supporting Kallies, and the whole of Bukap would be supporting Young Stars, and the crowds as they walked up Whale Street would be absolutely electric. You know, I could just picture that. That must have been fantastic as a player, seeing all these people cheer you guys on, Kasim.
Oh, yes. We used to walk with the youngsters, the kids. We used to walk with them up to Greenpoint, where the rag was going to be held. And we used to walk behind the children, right up till the gates at the track. And then they go sing for us, and we go play.
Wow, wow. I've got another message here coming through. It says, Salam, can you remember my father-in-law, Talay, who played for Young Stars?
Talay.
Remember him?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You've got a fantastic memory. I must add that. We're talking about the SA Cup from 71, home and away basis. Which was the province that really gave you guys a bit of a hard time?
There were quite a few provinces. When Tigerberg came in, they gave us a good show.
Yeah.
When the Eastern Province played us, it was always a hard game. When Kwaru came in, they came in 1972. Kwaru is a black team from KwaZakheli.
Okay.
In the Eastern Cape. And they got in, and we started. suffering consequences of our strength.
Yeah.
Because Kwaru was just as good.
So they gave you guys a run for your money.
Yes, but there was in 1972.
Mm.
This is a game I will never forget. I always mention this game.
Mm.
We played at Athlone Stadium in a final against Kwaru, 1972. Mm. Athlone Stadium, even with the Coons being there, have never been as packed as it was on that day. Because the whole of all the black townships came to support Kwaru.
Mm.
And all the coloureds, I'm sorry to use the terms now, but just for expediency's sake. All of them came to support us, Western Province. And what a day it was. And we were behind 13-0 at halftime.
Mm.
And people really thought we were going to lose. And we beat them 2013 on full time.
And you played a huge part in that game.
I played a huge part in it.
Share that with us, please, because I was coming to that now. There was two drop goals from the corners or from the line out.
From the line
share that with us, please.
Yes, I thought we can't get through. We can't get through. What are we going to do to bring the score down?
Mm.
And I thought, okay, I can't do it from the scrums because they're watching me.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it from the lineouts, which is a distant away. And it is, I had to shoot from my left foot because they can easily get me on the right side from my left foot. And I kicked the first one over. And then I tried the second one again. And then we came to nearer to the score.
Mm.
And then we started scoring points.
So you started that comeback?
Yes.
Were you left-footed, by the way?
Left-footed, yes.
Okay, fantastic. And were those from corners or was easy drop
corners, goals? No, from corners.
Yeah.
Right from the line, where the line is.
Yes.
Right from there.
Wow.
To the post.
And I can just imagine the crowd's reaction.
I used to be a kicker in the team also.
Okay, all right.
I used to be a kicker.
Right. Can you remember who scored the winning points?
Oh, don't ask me that. It's written down.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I can't tell you now.
Okay, no, fantastic. And when were these SARU teams that were picked? Was it after the tournaments?
It's already picked, but it's announced after the final.
Mm.
It's always announced after 1969, our team was announced in Wynberg Town Hall. We played at City Park in the final. And the team was announced in the Wynberg Town Hall. And I was surprised. I didn't expect to be in the team. Mm.
So this was equivalent to the Springbok team?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
Did you guys play against anybody, or is this a team that was selected, or did you play against select team?
No, we played against a black team at the time.
Yeah.
We played blacks against coloureds.
Right.
That's how we played.
Well, it was similar to the other sporting codes that we played, the cricket and football was similar lines.
Yes. And we played against them because we did not want to create a situation where we on the other end, we don't want whites to have touring teams coming to South Africa.
Mm.
And here we are organizing touring teams to and away from South Africa.
Mm.
So we didn't want to do that because of the policy that we had in place. So we played against one another.
Yeah.
Then we stopped playing colors against one another.
Yes.
We stopped it. That was in 1970. We stopped it, yeah.
Mm.
And we started playing invitation teams. But it took a long time before teams were selected. There wasn't many games that was played.
Yeah, I can imagine that there weren't many games played because of the number of teams that were involved in that. So you played in the 60s, 70s, and when did you decide to hang up your boots?
1979, I stopped.
Mm.
I played a few games in 1980, but I don't want to count that in.
Yeah.
That was just falling in because somebody else couldn't play and so on.
Mm, mm.
But I can tell you, there were many players who could have taken my place as well.
Mm.
But I was just the fortunate one.
Any serious injuries during your rugby career?
No, I had a broken nose. I played with it. Took this, what's his name, off. And I went to go play with it. I had a dislocated collarbone. And I played with that as well.
Through the pain barrier?
No, not through the pain barrier. I was taken to the doctor who gave me a painkiller.
Right.
And that's how I played.
Those were only two major injuries. Wow. I was doing some research and found out that in 2000, a group of former SARU players were presented with the SA Rugby Football Union Blazers. For you personally, what did that mean?
Nothing. Mm. A suggestion. That's all I can say it is. Mm. It means nothing to me. I've got my blazer.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be bold to say I'm going to burn my blazer and I'm going to do this and that. But I've got my blazer. But I take it as a appreciation thing.
Sure. No, fantastic. And then let's talk about the visit by Gareth Edwards a couple of years ago. How did that come about?
I don't know how it came about, but Gareth Edwards came to South Africa. He wanted to do a something on the time of his coming here and playing, and he wanted to make sure that, what, because one of his buddies that played, I think he went to Port Elizabeth.
Mr. Jabbar, we're just going to put a hold. We've got a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. How are you, gentlemen?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah.
You've got.
I must say that this man, I don't want to cast him as a young man, but he's got a phenomenal memory, so.
Absolutely.
But he seems to forget that the Stars was a phenomenal team, too. And the rivalry doesn't just go back. It goes back much beyond even Cassim's era into, I would say, where there were generations of the rag that was played with great honor. So I must admit this, that Mr. Jabbar was one of the most outstanding and influential players in the Western Province Rugby Union. So I wish to congratulate him for surviving even up to today within the circles of rugby. He hasn't lost interest, neither has he lost his, I would say, ability to promote the game of rugby.
No, fantastic.
So, pardon?
I say fantastic. What's your name, brother, by the way?
My name, I'm calling you from overseas, sir.
Oh, okay, wow.
My name, well, you asked my name. My name is Sunny.
Sunny Kaha. Sunny Kaha.
Fantastic. Thank you for those lovely comments, Sarik. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Enjoy yourself in Canada, Sonny.
Oh, you know the caller, Mr. Jabbar. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, it's just a pity that rivalry is no more, because I presume it's no more, the Kellys and Young Stars. I don't know if the teams are still in existence, but that would have been fantastic if it continued, because, like you said, it went back before your time and, you know, from the time, I'm not sure when it started, that would have been a fantastic thing for if it continued.
1934.
That's the time it went back, so, wow.
1934, it started.
That was a tradition, right?
That was a tradition.
Yeah.
That was a tradition. But I'm sorry to say, I don't want to cast expressions or point fingers, but it can still happen. It can still happen, but it needs to be built up again.
Mm.
Because the youth of today, they don't know what the rag was all about.
Mm.
Because it's some time now that we haven't played the rag.
Yeah.
I think it's 5 or 6 years now we haven't played.
Who knows, maybe somebody that's listening that are part of the Young Stars and the Cali setup can do a plan one, you know, like a reunion type of thing would be fantastic, man. So we are talking about Gareth Edwards' visit.
He went to the District 6 Museum to go find out where you could. And at the museum, they gave him my name. And they found out where I stayed, and he phoned me, and he wanted to know whether he can set up an appointment and things like that. And I'm glad he came. And I set up a few of my friends.
Yeah.
I set up a few of my friends who played with me at the time. And we spent some time there talking to Gareth Edwards. And we convinced him. I'm sure we convinced him that what he did, because we told him in his face, that if you stayed behind and you didn't come to South Africa at the time, apartheid would have been gone already. You promoted apartheid at the time because you were still wanting to play against white South Africa. We told him that. And they accepted that. And the other guy, I don't know what the guy's name is now, but he have got a good relationship with people in the Eastern Cape. And he goes there regularly and he will supply them with some goods and so on.
No, fantastic. Let's see, there's another message that has come through now. Salam, the rag used to be one on the 1st of September, but we spoke about 4th or 5th and it was moved, and that was my late husband's birthday. The day he never went to work, he was celebrating his birthday at the rag.
Yeah, the rag was played the first Monday of September, settlers' day.
Oh, is that a holiday?
That's a holiday.
Okay.
The first Monday of September, the rag was played.
Okay.
So it can be the first, the second, the third, or the fourth, something like that.
And another message coming through, I used to travel to school with Kasim in Mr. Abrams' car. Didn't know that I was honored to be in the presence of such a celebrity. Wishing you all the best, Amin.
Thank you.
Let's see, there's another message here. Salam, my daddy used to play for Cali's, Hassan Peterson.
Yes, no.
You played with him?
Yes, Sunny.
Good player as well?
Yeah, good player.
Fantastic memories, at least the people remember you guys. You know, you guys obviously brought so much of memories to the people that lived in your areas and, you know, and supported you guys. And
yeah, they can tell you that the era that I played in promoted the game of rugby so well that everybody wanted to be at the track or at the Athlone Stadium when we played provincial games, or at the track when we played our normal club games every Sunday. Everybody wanted to be there, the whole of Cape Town. That's why we were so popular at the time.
Share with us some of the facilities you guys played with and trained in, like the tracks. Was it, I'm picturing now sand fields and things like that. Share with us some of those.
Greenpoint track was a great place to play rugby. It was to play any sport, cricket or rugby. It was a great place because it was maintained by the city at the time.
Yep.
The same with Athlone Stadium. But we had to practice on gravel fields. We had to practice on fields that there was no grass. And we had no alternatives. We had to practice there, or there's no practice. So whichever way you want to look at it, that is how we promoted our game at the time. That is how we got our strength at the time, because we were determined to become something.
Sure. And what about coaching? Surely it wasn't like how it is
now.
You know, how would you...
Nobody talks about coaching. Everybody just talks about the person that sits here. But the guy that I have to appreciate is a guy that coached me in club rugby. And that is, I'm sorry to say the name in that, but Yusuf Isaacs, they called him Kanon. He was a referee also. And everybody knows Kanon. Everybody knows he's also of Adunia also. And he used to coach me. he sometimes punished me for doing the wrong things, like sitting in a midnight show and I have to go play the next day.
Okay.
You know, and he punished me. He was the only one that punished me. And I had great respect for that person.
Wow. Another message here coming. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. I remember playing Mr. Jabbar, playing with Kadus Pretorius for Western Province. It was a pleasure to see them playing together. They were a formidable pair. Was he a fly-off?
No, he was a fly-off, yes.
Okay.
It is so true. He was a great player.
Mm.
If he should have lived today, he would have been an icon in our world.
Another one here. My father used to play for Cali's Musa Schroeder, nicknamed Mola, in the Miley Schroeder. Yeah.
Miley Schroeder was, he played wing for Kelly's.
Wing for Kelly's.
Yeah.
Quick.
He was an injured player. He was very fast.
Yeah.
Because he was an athlete.
Yes.
He was very fast. But he was injury prone.
Okay.
He was injury prone. Then he could play, then he can't play, then he could play. And he was more concentrated on his academic life than being a sports person, you see.
Something,
but he was a good player.
Something I must ask, looking at players these days, they have to be big and muscular. And back in the old days, it wasn't that. Well, why is there such a big difference now in terms of actual physical appearances?
Because of the professionalism of the game.
Mm.
You cannot go onto a rugby field today anymore and being an unfit player or having an injury or playing with an injury. You cannot have that anymore. So the guys are all making themselves 100%. So because the contact of the game is more severe than what it used to be.
Okay.
We used to tackle and grind each other into the ground, but we never used to grind the way it is being done today.
What about the, now you see guys having physiotherapists and trainers and you have warm-ups and warm-downs. Did you guys have all of those things back in your days? Or was this a warm-up before you play? Once the game is over, that's it, finish.
We did not even have a gym. Do you know where was my gym?
Mm.
The Val Drive. I used to run there in the morning and in the afternoon after work, I run there again. And then I come down to our field at the Silver Trees, at our practice field. Then I come down and I come practice on the field again. That's how we used to train. And not me alone, these other guys.
All of you guys.
Yeah. That played with me, that did the same thing.
Fantastic.
And I used to run from Silver Tree, from District 6, till Varsity and back.
Till UCT.
Every day.
Till UCT.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day. Monday to Thursday.
Wow. Another message coming. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam. But Kasim, my uncle Ofi Badin, you know, he was laid up in bed the later part of his life, and I would spend weekends with him and had to listen about his rugby life and hear about all of you wonderful players, like I know all of you. Suleika Badin.
Yeah, shukran Suleika. And your father, he was the tailor. He was Kelly's tailor. His tailor was called Kelly's Tailors.
Okay.
In District 6.
Right. So he tailored your...
all my clothes, my pants and things like that.
Yeah.
And his last few years, he was bedridden.
Wow, fantastic. Someone sent through two pictures here. Maybe I'll show you later. It seems like of you in your younger days. But we'll go through that just now. If I can ask you, any regrets in your career?
There's lots of regrets. There's lots of regrets. The regret that we have now at the moment, and us youngsters still haven't got the opportunity to produce and to show what they are capable of. Our youngsters that we have lost the plot. They are not keen to become something in sport. And I can only say to them that you have the opportunity if you start off early and you grind yourself into the ground to want to be become somebody, you will become somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we are not keen enough. Now, I was involved in the game, in the coaching part of it and in the fitness part of it. I was involved, and with the youth I was involved. And I can tell you They're looking for all sorts of excuses not to be part of what they have to do to become somebody.
Okay.
And those that did have gone somewhere.
Sure. That picture actually was from Yusuf Taj.
Yes, yes it does.
There's a few more messages before we wrap up. Assalamu alaikum. Trust all well with the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, ameen. Does Brother Kasim remember Miley Ismail Davids? Yes. And Mahadi Yapi, who both played for Kallies?
Yes. Mahadi played center and Maili played wing.
Okay, fantastic. My brother Abdurrahman Badin, better known as Kimi, also played for Kallies. What a sport era that was.
Badin. That was Ofi Badin's son.
I'm not sure. Kasib Jabbar, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in studio, and thanks for sharing these wonderful memories with us. We really appreciate it, and all the best to you.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
My daughter's birthday is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Nuran, have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself, inshallah. And that's Allah grant you many more of these birthdays, inshallah.
Okay, and just before we go, we said Lefty sends salams. Lefty?
Adams.
Yes.
That's the spin bowler.
The spin bowler. Another legend,
cricket legend.
So thanks for chatting us, Mr. Jabbar. All the best to you. And back home, I hope you enjoyed another fantastic edition of Inside Sport. I'll be back with more sporting news on the drive time from Monday to Friday. From Ifiro Sheikh, have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.